We're in Luke chapter 2. And we're going to pick up with verse 8. How to celebrate Christmas. And what God has to say to your heart and my heart. In Luke chapter 2. How to celebrate Christmas. And pick up with verse 8. And we're going to be looking at this as we already have been. When December got started. And we've been looking about the birth of Jesus. And celebrating his birth. And talking about last week. What God gives his children for Christmas is what we talked about. Now I want to look at how to celebrate Christmas. Luke chapter 2, and we'll pick up with verse 8. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are thankful, Lord. Father, we are thankful for the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Lord, and thankful for how it came about. Lord, it was a labor of love for Mary. It was an agape love that Father God had for us. Lord, every aspect you look at came from a point of view of love. Love for folks that didn't have no hope. Love for those that were sick and in need of a healing touch. Those that were sick and in sinful nature, Father, bound to be lost for all eternity. But Lord, it is that labor of love that you gave to us by sending your son Jesus here. Lord, as Matt said earlier, you came and you lived at 33 and a half years. Father, and you died for us on the cross. But Lord, we're ever thankful that you arose 3 days later over death, hell, and the grave. And Lord, it is that birth that we celebrate today. Without a birth, the Lord, there'd be no death. But Lord, I thank you for the birth of Jesus. Lord, as we talk about how to celebrate Christmas, may we all take a glimpse of your word. May we apply it to our heart today. May it change our hearts. May it change our lives. May we not be the same as what we entered in here as. May we be renewed, revived, and refreshed when we leave here today, that we'll be willing to take your message to a lost and dying world and share with them the love of Jesus. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Bind up Satan in the name of Jesus. Cast him outside this service and all his work, and let the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move and work in our lives today. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 20. It says this. It says, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And said, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And it came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered. They marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. How to celebrate Christmas. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about during the season, there's lots of shopping going on. There's lots of entertaining going on. Lots of places and parties happening and places that you're invited to, and the things of celebration time of Christmas. And we decorate our homes and we send out cards and we visit friends and we buy presents and gifts, and we might even go caroling, and some might even celebrate a portion of Christmas Day, maybe watching a football game or something if it's on television. And I want us to think about the holiday. Why do we celebrate Christmas? It's to honor the fact that God sent his son, as was just sung about, as Kelly sung, God sent his son to be born in a manger and to become the Savior of the world. As Christians, we should celebrate that in a unique way. How to celebrate Christmas. How to celebrate Christmas. If you're taking notes, number one, and I'm going to go back over some things for us to look at. Number one, I want us to look at verse 17 again, and we're going to go through 17 and 20. Number one, if you're taking notes, how to celebrate Christmas by witnessing about Christ. By witnessing about Christ. It said in verse 17, as you look back there, it said the shepherds. It said, and when they had seen it, talking about the shepherds, it said they made widely known. They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. We're to make him, folks, known to those around us, to help them understand that he came as the Savior of this world. And Christmas time affords us an opportunity, folks, that normally we wouldn't have any other month or any other time in the season. We as Christians are afforded a great opportunity available at Christmas time as we witness through the cards we send out. With the cards you send out, they have a message in them. It's about the birth of Jesus. It's about the Savior of the world. You can be a witness with just by the cards that you send out that exemplify what we stand for as a Christian, exemplifying the birth of Christ. Not only that, but when you decorate your home with the lights and stuff and you put up the nativity scenes, you know, and you put up Jesus is the reason for the season or those things of that nature, that's being a witness about why we celebrate Christmas, why we celebrate December about the birth of Christ. You decorate your homes throughout. You play seasonal music that revolves around the Lord. We witness by inviting people to attend church and many other things, my friend, of how we can celebrate Christmas that no other time affords us. We should be willing to witness about the Lord all year round. But what an amazing opportunity for us to seize the moment as Christian men and women that December affords us. And it's all about Christmas. People know, listen to me, you might not have anybody else in any other time of the year that might ever come to church with you, but at Christmas time, and they hear the caroling, they see the trees, they see the gifts, they're involved in gift giving and exchanging their self. At that time, is more than likely they're sensitive to the birth of Jesus, and it might just take you going by and visiting with them, inviting them to come to church, and guess what? They just might do that. They just might do that. And then when they get here, they just might hear a message that the reason we celebrate Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. The reason we celebrate Christmas is because a Savior was born for you and me. A Savior was born for you and me. That if we would just accept Him, He gives us and offers us that eternal life. Christmas celebration for you and me is a moment. We need to seize the moment. We need to be witnesses all year round. But folks, for us in December, it don't give us no better of an opportunity than now to make Jesus known. To make Jesus known. To be the Savior of the world. To talk about Jesus and what it is that He came to do. We should be intentional, folks, in sharing about the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world. If no other time throughout the year, this in December is a moment we need to seize the moment. It's an opportunity that is set aside that many people know what is Christmas about. They know it's about giving a gift. But my friend, you need to let them know that God gave the greatest gift ever. That Mary had a love beyond measure when she birthed a virgin birth of Jesus. And what an amazing opportunity for us to be able to tell people about the Lord. Be intentional in sharing about our faith. Be intentional with the cards that you send out to your family and to your friends. Listen to you. I tell you all the time, you might be the only Bible somebody is reading. And at Christmas time, with all your friends and families, and you sending out those cards, that might be the only scripture they ever read. That might be the only message that they ever receive. and you can give them the message about Jesus being the Savior of the world this year when you send out your cards. And it might just land in the person's hands that it needed to land to that day. They begin to think, you know what? I never thought about it this way. I never thought about the giving the gifts. I never thought about the greatest gift ever given for mankind was when God sent his son Jesus to be the Savior of the world. Maybe it's sending out that card, and maybe for the first time they get it. They get it. It makes sense to them. It makes sense why we celebrate, why we give gifts, why do we have an awesome opportunity at Christmas. It's because Jesus is the Savior of the world. So number one, how to celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas by witnessing about Christ, about witnessing about Jesus, about telling others about the birth of Jesus and why he came into this world to be the Savior of the world. And when I thought about that, I've been going over 1 Peter chapter 1 and through chapter 5 and giving you guys homework to do about reading in 1 Peter. When I thought about this today, I thought about being a witness. I thought about doing the things that God would want us to do, talking about what it is that God will have you and me to do as Christian men and women as we celebrate Christmas. I thought about 1 Peter chapter 4, and I thought about verse 1 and 2. It says, for as much then, and they'll throw it on the screen for you too. It says, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh. I want you to underline this. I want you to make mental note of this. I'm going to read this part again, and when I get this next part, I want you to make mental note of it. Take note of it. It said, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves. Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Arm yourselves. In verse 2 it says, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. At Christmas time, you and me are afforded an opportunity that we're to live out, we're to arm ourselves. Man, I'm telling you, God gives us the armor, and we're to arm ourselves with his word. We're to arm ourselves to get his message across. In verse 2, so that we can do the will of who? Of God. And God's will for you and me to be done year-round, but especially in the month of December, is to tell about his son Jesus, to tell about the birth of Jesus, to tell the world why Jesus came was to be the Savior of the world, to arm ourselves. And in verse 2 says, to be about the will of God. Then look at verse 6 and following. In verse 6 in 1 Peter chapter 4, it says this. It says, for this cause was the what? Gospel. This is the gospel that we give to people, that Jesus died for you. He died to set you free. He died to save you. The gospel. It says, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Live according to God in the Spirit, he said, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch and pray. He said, and above all things with fervent charity, with fervent love. That love that Kelly sang about, that love that everyone that sang about in here this morning, that fervent charity, that fervent love among yourselves, for charity, for love, shall cover a multitude of sins. It was the birth of Jesus to be the Savior of the world that, as Matt said in Romans 5:8, but God commanded his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That love demonstrated from God in the birth of a son, Jesus, carried out for 33 and a half years upon this earth, ended up dying upon a cross, and it was all because of love. Love that he had for you. Love that he had for me. And that love shall cover a multitude of sins. It's Jesus' love. It's Jesus' blood that covers a multitude of sin. He said, use hospitality one to another without grudging or grumbling. hospitality, love, letting people know that you love them. Show them hospitality. When you have those parties at your house and you're celebrating Christmas, make sure that your guests know, why are we celebrating? Why are we having this company party? Why are we having this activity? Why is family coming over to give gifts? Why is friends coming over to celebrate? It's because of the love that God had for you and me. It's because the birth of the Savior. It's that hospitality, that love that He wants us to have. Verse 10 says, as every man hath received the gift, it's a time for giving gifts. It's a time for gift exchanging. It's a sign for gifts that we give out. But the greatest gift comes from the Lord. He gifts us with talents, abilities. He gifts us with many things that He has in store for us. He gifts us with them. It said, even so, minister the same one to another, and good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And verse 11 said, if any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. Let him give the utterances of God if we speak. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth. Thank God for the ability that He gives you and me. Thank the Lord for the gift that He gives us. Thank the Lord for His ability that He gives us to make His name known. That God in all things, I said it all the time, it's not about you, it's not about me. But it says right here that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Not us, but everything we say and do is to bring Him honor, to bring Him glory, that He'll be glorified, to whom be what? Praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Being a witness, the witness that is afforded to us at Christmas. How to celebrate Christmas. Number one is by witnessing about Christ. Number two is by wondering at Christ. Look at verse 18. It said, and they heard it, wondered. They marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Those who heard the shepherds wondered at the things they were told. I was reminded of a word this week, and that is called muse. Muse, M-U-S-E. It means sit back, meditate, and think. Now the word, when you add an A in front of it, has a total different meaning. Amuse has a negative prefix when it means to not muse. Now, amusements are those things that keep us from thinking seriously about anything. Are you with me? When we go to the amusement, it keeps us thinking seriously about anything. We're there to have fun. We're there to, you know, celebrate and to have a good time. Christmas is a wonderful time for amusement. Yet when those in Luke 2 heard about Jesus, they mused on Him. Think about it. Here was a story of purity wrapped up in the birth of a child born to a young mother. Here is joy in the midst of seeming tragedy. Here is a great announcement to a lowly group of shepherds. Here is a baby born to die. Here is a king born in a stable to poor parents, yet was God manifest in the flesh. That'll make you muse a little bit. That'll make you think a little bit. That'll make you wonder a little bit of amazement that God loved us so much that He sent His Son to be born to some poor parents, born in a stable, born in a manger, born as what Kelly was singing about, all those things she was talking about in that song. Born about that. That is an agape love. That's a love that's unexplainable. How I was yet a sinner, bound and destined for hell if I kept on that track. But God loved me enough that He sent His Son to me. Well, old song says, when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. And there was a time in my life that I don't know how I was on His mind because He wasn't on my mind. You ever been there? And wonder about that love, that agape love that He had, that love that He shared with us. And it often, I just sit there and I think about it. And I'm like, Lord, how could You love me when I was unlovely? Lord, I didn't even have You on my mind years ago. And Lord, but yet You died for me. You love me, Lord. All the times, as Matt said, we've turned our back on the Lord. But yet he's still right there to love us. Still right there to love us. All the times we've walked away, yet if we turn right back around, he's in the same spot we walked away from. Because of that love that he has for us. Wonder about the mystery of his birth. Wondering about what the shepherds were told and how the shepherds were out making it known and spreading it abroad, and how the people were amused by it. How they were thinking, man, what in the world are the shepherds talking about? I need to go figure out. I need to see this baby. I need to find out what this birth is all about. I need to see this Jesus. I need to see the King of the world. I need to see the one that came to be born, a Savior of the world. And their mind couldn't fathom it and wrap around it. Wonder, the wonder of Christmas, the wonder at his name, the wonder at his birth makes us wonder. Not only that, how to celebrate Christmas, number three, by waiting before Christ. By waiting before Christ. Look at verse 19. It said, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. We celebrate Christmas by waiting before the Savior of the world. By waiting before Christ, even as Mary pondered all these things in her heart. You say, isn't that what we just said about wondering? Well, no, I looked it up. The word ponder is even more tense than wonder. It means to dive beneath a surface, to contemplate, trying to understand. Mary had us trying to dive beneath the surface, trying to contemplate and understand and ponder what was going on. Mary pondered and treasured them up. She committed them to memory. She was a woman who thought deeply about what was happening in her life. It's easy, folks, to become so busy between Thanksgiving and Christmas that we don't spend enough time personally in God's Word and in prayer, because we're caught up in all the activities, caught up in the event, caught up in things going on. We can let the outward celebration of the holidays take us away from the one thing that can mean the most to us as Christians, is time waiting before the Lord, time praying before the Lord, time reading the scripture before the Lord, and pondering these things in our mind and in our heart like Mary did. She pondered these things. She took them and stored them in memory, and she dove beneath the surface trying to understand and contemplate what it is that's going on. We just need to take some time, get into God's Word and dive in it and look and see what it has to say to your heart and my heart. And then when God starts to speak through our lives, ponder them up and store them in the bank, so that when we are there, and I tell you all the time, when we pray and when we're in God's Word and we are attending fellowships with one another in the body of Christ, every time we do that, God is making deposits for us in our bank. Because I'm telling you, we need lots of deposits in there, because the next day we get up, the devil's going to be trying to make some withdrawals. We need to make some deposits in the Lord, laying deposit in our bank, my friends, so that we can make it through this world the rest of the week. So that we can make it through this world the rest of the time. Number four, how do we celebrate Christmas? Number four is by worshiping Christ the Lord. Look at verse 20. He said, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. They worshiped, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. I believe Christmas affords us, my friends, an opportunity for us to glorify God, an opportunity for us to sing praises unto him, an opportunity for us to go out and sing carols and things of that nature for him. Celebrating Christmas as Christians, we are to give a time of the busyness of our schedule, set it to the side, and let's focus on what we're celebrating about. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior and worshiping him and celebrating him. And so you see how to celebrate Christmas: by witnessing about Christ, by wondering at Christ, being marveled about what he done, by waiting before the Lord and saying, Lord, I need you. I need to spend time in prayer with you. And by worshiping Christ. And I thought about that years ago in a European country. Matt, you guys can come back up. Praise team. Years ago, in a European country, a christening took place. And I thought about this when I found this. And I want you to see the irony of this right here. It said, years ago in a European country, a christening took place for a baby who had been born to royalty. As the guests arrived, a servant met them at the door and took their wraps. Eventually, someone asked, "Where's the baby?" Their nurse was sent to fetch him, but she couldn't find him. Finally, a guest recalled having seen the baby in a bed where the coats had been placed. The parents were horrified to find their lifeless form of their son who had been smothered under the pile of coats. What an irony. The real purpose of gathering had been forgotten, and the one to be honored was killed. I wonder if that isn't true for many at the time of this year. Jesus, our celebration. He is our honored one. He is our King. My friend, He is the one that came to die to set this world free. What an irony. This year, folks, and the rest of this year, and the year to come, let's honor Him by witnessing for Him, by wondering at the things of Christ, by waiting before Him, and by worshiping Him. My friend, I think that Jesus is due that. Jesus is due that. How do we celebrate Christmas? My friends, this is a great opportunity for you and I to witness like never before. Whether it's by the decorations you put up, by the caroling that'll be sang, by the cards that you send out, you know, seize the moment. Seize the moment. Because this might be the only time people will hear about the birth of Jesus. Might be the only time they'll be receptive to receive that. And my friend, you have an opportunity to be a part into that decision that we're making that will last for all eternity. Maybe you're here today and you've never made Jesus Lord of your Savior. Won't you come? I share with you in the scripture what you must do to be saved. I sit down with you. Take whatever time it needs to take with you to share with you the love of God that He had for you and the Savior that was born for you. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. We would love to be your home. I'd love to be your pastor. Maybe you're here and you need to pray about something that God will help you be a better witness. That you will be marveling and marvel at the wonder of Christ. That you'll be willing to speak up and tell others about Christmas. I don't know. Maybe you're here and you need to pray about family. Maybe you're going through some things as a family. I don't know what it is. But I know God's here and God's speaking. And all I ask you to do is be obedient to the call of God upon your life today. Maybe you're here and you want to be prayed for about some kind of sickness or whatever. You know us as a church. This church has faith believing in the power of prayer. Whatever it is, I ask you to be obedient to the call of God upon your life today. Will you stand as we begin to sing? You come as God leads and lays upon your heart. You come.